because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, G.
What is up, y'all? We are back from Porches to Porches Podcast. I'm on your host, Big Meesh, a.k.a. I'm sorry. well, we're sorry. We haven't posted. We didn't post last week. But
yeah,
you know,
man.
What?
That was some shit.
It's okay. Big G.
What up? This is No One the Creator, a.k.a. Fody Smack and Shoddy, a.k.a. I'm sorry, too.
Thing one and thing two. Yeah, so we didn't post last week, and I'll be honest with you, we just needed a week off.
Yeah. I know you needed some stuff to catch up on, too, so.
Yeah, dude, I recently moved back in with my parents. Whoop, whoop.
Hey, bro, that's a flex.
It is.
It's a flex, bro.
Yeah.
You know what? Paying for rent is overrated as fuck, bro.
It is. If you ask anybody if they would like to pay for rent or not pay for rent. I think that they would not pay for rent.
Yeah, 69 times out of 10, they'd say not pay for rent.
Which is nice. My parents were nice enough to do that for me. Before, when I was living there, I was actually paying some rent. Then I lived in another place where I was paying rent, and then I just went back this week or last week. And I got a lot done as far as, like, the living situation and stuff. I'm a little bit more settled there, so I think it's going to be nice. But, yeah, they were nice enough to let me come back with, you know, rent-free. And with the idea being like a year or two just to save up and buy some property myself.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome, man. That's smart.
Yeah, when the time comes, bro, I'm buying a property my way, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit people up.
Dude, for real, dude.
I'm going to call them up and get a cheap-ass property. That's what I'm going to do. Speaking of.
Yeah, how's that going?
Any
more moves? Any more sales?
So my first deal, we still got it under contract. We're having some issues with the tenant. And I think what we're going to end up doing is just wholesaling this one instead of fixing and flipping it.
Yeah.
Because we've got somebody that's willing to buy it with the tenant in place. So, fuck it. The guy.
Wouldn't that be an ideal situation?
Yeah, if they. Well, there's a thing. Here's the thing, though. The house needs some work. So, one of the bedrooms is, like, basically unusable.
Mm.
And. So if we were to buy it, like, we're not going to let anybody live in there. We would ask them to at least move out just to get all the work done. But, you know, if the buyer buys it and they say, fuck it, we don't really want to fix anything. They're living there anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, they could do that. Absolutely. But that's not ideal. Obviously, you want people with good living conditions. But usually the people that we sell to, that's what they are. We don't really do business with shady people. We buy houses from shady people. Like this dude that we're buying the house from, he's kind of shady.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we think he's a slumlord, dude, because, yeah, this house is in pretty bad shape. It's not like a full teardown bad shape, but it's in pretty bad shape. And he's got five other ones that he's looking to sell. So I think he's like a slumlord type situation. The tenant had not that good things to say about him.
Damn.
But at least we're taking them out of that situation, you know?
Yeah, no, that's good, man.
Yeah. And I actually got a inspection tomorrow for my next potential deal. So hopefully, if everything goes well tomorrow, that'll be my second one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, because the price is right around where we're good at. We just got to go look at it.
Yeah.
Because she's the seller. So in this case, this is kind of a different situation. The last one, my first deal, that was a dude had a few rental properties with his ex-wife. They got divorced and they just want to load them off.
Yeah.
So we're happy to buy them. In this situation, this lady lives out of state, but she used to be a fix and flipper herself.
Okay.
And she used to be with a business partner. And she was working on this house with her business partner, but he died in the process.
Oh, shit.
So they almost finished the house, It needs. She said it needs like $3,000 worth of work, and that's it. And then we can list it. But she was really emotional, and she was very attached to her business partner. That dude meant a lot to her. So she's never really wanted to go back there and work on it. So she just left it. For the past 2 years, it's just been sitting there. So I called her, and she's like, I asked about the property, if it's for sale. She said, no, it's not. I'm fixing it, blah, blah. Cool. All right. And then I kind of asked, I did some of that mirroring what did we call it the last time that didn't work?
the practice thing that didn't work
with you? Yeah. That one. Well, it worked with her. So basically, it went from like, no, I'm working on it. I got this. I'm fixing it. Don't worry about it. And it completely turned the conversation into just by asking, oh, really? Okay. How? And like, just literally just asking.
Yeah.
And she goes into it, tells me the whole story. And she's like, you know what? Honestly, I do just need to get rid of this. I don't want to go back, to be honest. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to go through that. So buy it off me. And the conversation literally went from, no, I got this. I know what I'm doing, to, all right, buy it off me. And she literally goes, you can, you know, I told her, I mean, she knows what I do.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you guys can make probably like $30,000 off of it if I sell it to you for this. And if I sell it to you for this, I won't make much money, or I might break even, but at least I won't lose money, and at least I'll break even.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to get rid of that.
Yeah. You know? Deal with
the emotional part.
Emotional part of that. Yeah. That sounds hella stressful, man. Fuck.
It does, man. And that's kind of why I get like a good feeling about what I do. Some people think I'm kind of scummy for like asking them if they're willing to sell their house for cheap, but some people really need to fucking sell the house for cheap. They need to let go of that.
Well, everyone's in different situations, so it makes sense.
Yeah, you know, and you never know until you ask.
Yeah, exactly. Not everyone's in a good situation, you know. So that's crazy. That's wild, yeah, man. I'm glad it's working out for you, though, man. I'm glad you're on your second like potential sale. Yes,
I'm really hopeful.
That's awesome.
I have a really good feeling about this one, but who knows? Because the last one I had a really bad feeling about it. So who knows, man? We'll just see when we see, I guess.
Yeah.
Hopefully we have a good podcast next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, when the paperwork gets signed,
yeah,
we know it went good.
Yeah.
That's dope, though, man.
But yeah, man, that's kind of what I've been up to, man. Just doing that, working a lot. We got Christmas season coming up.
It's this week.
Yeah, it is, man. I keep forgetting it's a short week. It's a short-ass week, son. You guys work on the 24th?
On Christmas Eve, we're off.
Nice.
And then Christmas, we're off, too.
Nice.
So.
Very nice.
Yeah, man. So we'll have those days off. But we'll see what happens. I'll probably be in here working on my own shit.
Dope.
It's usually what happens.
Yeah. Your family doesn't do shit for the 24th?
Not much, man.
Really?
Nah.
What about the 25th?
Yeah, that's usually the day.
Okay.
Like, we usually, like, the 24th, we'll just hang out. Maybe we'll eat, like, a little dinner, and then we, you know, go sit down. And then, like, we do, like, Christmas morning, we open shit up.
Nice.
And we just chill. And then from there, it's like, all right. But I got, you know, like, my family to go to, and then Erica's family to go to. So, and then we usually buy gifts for, like, all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like after that, it's just like running around dropping gifts off.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So it's not really.
Bro, you should dress like Santa Claus when you do that.
A blue Santa Claus.
Do it. That'd be badass.
And just walk into people's houses with gifts.
Yeah. Dude, I was thinking about doing some type of shit like that.
Bro, we need to post up.
Yeah, we do. I know.
Falcon Bodo.
I know, man.
That's just sounded like McGregor. One of them fucking photos.
For real, dude. Charlie was it Charlie that was talking about it in the group chat? We do, absolutely. I think like you said.
I think it's time.
I think we're a little bit too late for the postcards. But I think we can at least do a digital postcards
now. We could do email or something. Yeah. I don't know.
We can do some cool shit.
We'll do some. We'll pull something up.
Maybe we'll make T-shirts,
ooh,
and give them to our loyal group chat listeners.
Hey.
No, but speaking of Santa Claus, I was thinking about doing some shit because my mom's a teacher.
Yeah.
And she teaches her Zoom classes at home. So I was thinking about just like sneaking in the back of her screen one day, like in a Santa suit, so the kids would like freak out.
Dude, you should be a sexy Santa.
That'd be awesome.
Coconut oil all over your fucking
chest. I'm not doing that for kindergartners, dude. I'm good.
Oh, the kindergartners?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
They're not college kids, dude.
Oops. That would be cool, though, little Santa Claus.
Yeah, I think it'd be funny.
I mean, definitely got to wait for it.
Wow. Wow. Damn, bro. We back at it. It's okay, G. I'm growing back the beard soon. It's going to hide my double chin.
I'm just mad because, like, this past week I got really fat. Yeah.
Why this past week?
I just ate, like, shit. I haven't been, like, moving. I haven't been, like, I just been feeling like hell.
Damn.
Yeah.
We throwing hands tomorrow? I got no excuses now.
Yeah. I'm down.
My room's all good now.
Bro, we could throw hands in your room, bro.
Yeah, we could, man. I need to get that headgear, bro. So I can fuck y'all up.
Whatever, bro. You're going to catch these dick beaters, bro. I'm going to catch
these dick beaters
across your chin.
Speaking of beaters, we were cleaning out my now room and found a really, really old cement-filled metal pole.
With a rag at the end of it.
With a rag with tape around the rag like a handle.
Dude, it looks sus.
It's the most sussest fucking thing in my house.
It's probably common on that street. But to find that in your house is really sus.
I don't know, man. I've always been kind of suspicious of my Matanzas side of my Mexican family.
Yeah.
About some mafia type shit, dude. The Kraken skulls, that'd be fucked up.
That does look like a very mafia style type of weapon, bro.
Who fills up a fucking pole with cement and adds a handle to it? Dude, that shit's fucking wild.
Yeah, that was definitely interesting.
Also found nunchucks that Charlie can't kill people with, apparently.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah, I was really hopeful for that.
I know, right? I was hoping he'd be like, sure, man, bring him by next time.
Dude, I wanted
I'll
to
show
see,
you some shit.
I was going to like buy like a fucking 8-foot by 8-foot slab of fucking drywall just to watch him fucking wreck it. With the fucking nunchucks, dude. Maybe we should do that.
Oh.
Practice nunchucks.
For that, I would definitely want headgear and a mouth guard.
No, not against each other.
For yourself, but like waving that thing around like that, like...
I've hit myself with it hard. It sucks.
Yeah, dude, I ain't trying to fucking lose teeth over a nunchuck, bro.
I have them in my backpack, by the way.
Oh, sick. Yeah. We should hang them on the wall.
We will. It'll be good decor and self-protection. In case somebody comes in, we have guns and nunchucks.
For real.
That's like the most Chuck Norris shit we've ever done, dude. I gotta say.
Guns and nunchucks.
We got guns and nunchucks, dude. That's fucking
guns, nunchucks, and a hell of a lot of whiskey, bro. Yo.
Sounds American as fuck.
It does. Oh, and we got some honey too, so if you want to fuck around and get sticky, fucking slide through.
Fucking slide through. That's funny, dude. Bro, you know Bitcoin?
Yeah, it's like 22,000 now.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking. It jumped up to like 26, didn't it?
Did it? I think the highest I saw it was 22.
Nah, homie, I had sent you a text at 26.4. I'm pretty sure. Let me see when that was.
I don't think you did, bro.
Bro, I'm like, calm.
You must have more than one best friend, you motherfucking traitor. Cause it ain't me, bro. Jeez, over here telling me you sent me shit. You ain't sent me shit today, bro.
Did you see that interview that I sent you? The dude with he had feather earrings, he had a mullet, and Heelys on.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, my bad. It's 22.6, not 26.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know it wasn't at 26 because I just saw it earlier today that I was at 22.
Yeah, still, man.
That's still pretty really dope, good.
That's at 22.8 right now.
Yeah, I should probably start buying Bitcoin, to be honest.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man.
Just little by little, obviously.
The next time it bounces up, man, it's going to be like 50 or 100,000, and then it's going to come back down to like 40.
Well, right now is not the time to buy that shit because you know it's going to drop back down soon.
Yeah, it's not the time to buy if you want to sell in the next 2 years.
Yeah, but if I buy right now, I'm buying it high, it's going to drop back down and I'm going to be even more mad. I'm going to wait because they all do that, man. It's always towards the end of the year. Everything gets really high, really good, man.
Yeah.
Like my stocks right now are like living it up, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like tempted at like probably try to sell in them pretty soon and then like buy them again after they all drop back down.
Oh, shit.
I'm doing some trading, bro.
Swing trading three stocks, boy.
I'm going to sell off all my Gap stocks.
All the stonks, bro.
Dude, it's fuck. Gap, Porsche, and United Airlines are the only like stocks I got that like actually doubled since I bought them.
Really? United Airlines doubled?
Yeah. Well, since I bought it. But I bought them like right when all this COVID shit hit.
I'm surprised, man. Why United of all fucking
airlines? Was it United or American? I don't remember. I bought like United, American, and I think Delta as well.
Bruh.
Only because Nas Delta said he was going to hijack nice. Delta.
Who did?
Nas. It's one of his songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Nah, whatever.
You know what song? Oh, you're not a true Nas head, bro.
I'm not, but it's on Illmatic.
You almost a true Nas head.
I think it goes like, when I get mad, I'm a hijacked Delta. Something like shit like that. I don't know, but I listened to that shit. I was like, I'm buying Delta, fuck it.
Bro. Low key, Nas is from Brooklyn, right?
I don't know. He's out there.
Bronx, maybe? I don't know. Who knows? Somewhere in New York. I want to listen to Nostradamus eating pastrami in fucking Brooklyn, bro. Tell me that's not a vibe. Is that not a vibe, G?
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Smoking a Black and Mild. Smoking a
Black and Mild. That's a vibe. That's a vibe I could get with.
But, so I brought up Bitcoin. But speaking of, like, cryptocurrency stuff, you know that, do you know about cold wallets? Do you know what that is?
No, never heard of it.
So there's like different forms of wallets that you can have for Bitcoin or for different cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. And there's like offline wallets. Like I have one that's an offline wallet. It's like on a USB drive, basically.
Mm.
And to get into it, you have to put in a password. And if you don't know the password, in order to reset it, there's like a combination of 26 different random words that you choose.
What?
And you have to get all the words in the combination right in order to reset the password.
What?
So I have like the combination of words written down on a piece of paper.
Where?
Don't worry about it. And so basically, it's offline. It's here. Yeah. It's the Bitcoin, so it's, or whatever.
Quote unquote, secure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's fucked up about it is this is a company in France that makes these. It's called Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a data breach on their commerce website. Not any wallets, mm-hmm. but they had a data breach on the site that they actually sell the wallets on.
Mm-hmm.
So they got people's full name, address, phone number, and basically just those three things, and email. But basically, now there's a list of like 270,000 people that own these wallets, that bought one of these wallets, and you know where they live, their phone number, their real name. And people on Reddit are looking this shit up, and people are like, dude, there's five people that own Ledger wallets in my neighborhood. And like, people are like freaking out. Like, yeah. Some people are saying that they're getting like emails saying that they're going to fucking hack their shit, or they know where they work, and they're going to fucking... Fuck. If we don't get your password, we're going to fucking fuck you up, blah, blah, blah. All this and that. I checked and I actually wasn't a part of it, thank goodness. That I know of. But the way that I checked was a website called, what was it called?
Did my ledger get hacked.com?
No, it's like, did I get pwned or something? Have I been pwned?
Have I been pwned?
Have I been pwned.com? So go to it on your phone right now?
Nah, man, I'm trying to get hacked. It sounds like you're trying to set me up, cuz.
Well, I mean, I might be. I want to steal all your Bitcoins. No, but so I put in my email and it shows me I've been in, my email has been in 11 breaches, bro.
Oh, shit.
One by Adobe in 2013.
What is it? Did I get pwned?
Have I been pwned.com.
Have I been pwned?
One by Bitly, by Black Hat World, which I probably shouldn't talk about. Chug. Fucking assholes, dude. They robbed me for my college books. And then they still hack my shit. Under Armour. Yeah, man. A few different places have been fucking breached. So apparently I got to change my passwords everywhere again or something. I don't know.
Oh, I don't even shit. Know.
How many times? How many times?
Two times.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah. One time in 2018 for Ticketfly.
Ooh, I was on that one too.
And then the second time for Zynga, the creator of Words with Friends.
Yeah, I was on that one too. Damn, bro, they got all of us, huh?
Yeah. Caught me slipping, bro.
That's fucked up, huh?
They caught me internet slipping. At least they didn't hack my Pornhub account.
Yeah, that was the real goods.
I'd be real upset over that. Just kidding. Man. Why have an account when it's free, bro? Come on.
Oh, I thought you meant like your uploading account.
No, not that
one. Oh, okay.
That one's hella secure. You'll never find me.
That one's only in private. It's fucking.
That's the one where you gotta DM me money and then I send you the password for it.
Gio throws on duct tape over all his tattoos. He's like half covered in duct tape so that nobody could tell. Wearing a fucking blue, creepy ass ski mask.
I'm just talking high pitch as fuck.
Bro, isn't that funny as shit when you get like some surprising ass voices? Like some high pitched ass voices from like a big ass swole dude or something.
Yo,
like that.
Yo, one of Erica's really good friends, Danny.
Yeah.
Super nice guy, man. He's awesome. But like you see him and he's swole as fuck, dude. Like his arms are like two of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And like just fucking chesticles for days. Like as you're talking to him, you can have a legit like good conversation, and he's just like flexing his chest as he's talking to you, dude. You're just like, damn, he's really short, really like stocky, dude. The guy's like a brick shit house, just fucking built, dude. And then when he talks, it's high pitch as shit.
Tell me, what the fuck is a brick shit house?
I don't know. I've heard it, but it sounds awesome.
I mean, it sounds tough as shit.
Yeah, dude. I feel like it's just house full of people that are just throwing weights.
Proceed.
But yo, dude, he's also Puerto Rican, and like, dude, it's just funny.
Should I throw that in there?
I had to because like when he speaks, it's high pitch and it's fast.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like he talks fast and it's just super high pitched, and then you just don't picture it coming out of him like that. You're just like, whoa, what? Like, bro, it throws you off.
One of my favorite examples of that is fucking Mike Tyson, dude.
Oh,
like he's just such a beast, dude. Fucking massive Hall of Fame boxer, dude.
Right?
Heavyweight champion.
I broke my back. What? What you mean?
And he talks like,
I broke my back.
My back. My spinal.
Oh, my it's spinal. My spinal.
What happened? My spinal.
Yeah, dude, that shit's so wild.
Oh, my goodness. Dude.
Yeah, you ever meet someone who first time talking to them, they talk to you like this, and you can totally tell they're just fucking trying to make it sound like they're hard asses. You ever meet anybody like that?
I'm trying to think.
I've met a bunch of people like that. Where, like, when you first start talking to them, you first meet them, they're, like, talking like they got some big fucking balls and they've been smoking cigarettes since out the womb. You know? It's just like, damn. And then, like, you get to know them. You see them again a week later. It's like, what up?
Yeah. Bro, we were making fun of Dre one time. It was me, Vidal, and Ken at the office. And we were just, like, talking, and Dre was there, and we were just talking. And, like, Dre was in the middle of a conversation, like, telling us something, like, just his regular voice. And all of a sudden, he gets a call, and he answers it, and he's walking out. And as he's walking out, he goes,
hello?
And I was just like, everybody just starts laughing. They're like, oh, damn, dude, that must be a chick.
He clears, like, his throat. Hello.
Yeah. That's literally what it sounded like, bro. We were fucking dying laughing. I so guarantee funny. He didn't even fucking notice that
he
either.
He probably doesn't. Yeah. I think it's like one of those things that you don't notice you do until you do it.
Yeah.
Or until someone calls you out on it.
Yeah. Bro, you don't realize like how not good you are at talking in the morning until you're like forced to do it.
I know I'm garbage in the morning because like even Erica will go, what? Because, like, I'll say something. She's like, what? What are you saying? And I'm just like, oh, shit. Coffee, woman! Like, I in the morning, I just have the worst morning voice. It's just, like,
that's hilarious.
Like, deep, just lazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to speak. I'm just kind of, like, mumbling words together, and hopefully it's coherent enough so someone goes, like, oh, breakfast. I bet.
Dude, I was doing fucking, or I'm doing now, tongue twisters every time before I start making calls.
Tongue twisters.
Yeah, because they like, I read about it, about how it really puts you, like it gets you in the moment.
Okay.
Like you have to focus on only that and nothing else while you're doing the tongue twister. And it's really good, like a really good oral exercise.
Oh, no
God,
shit.
I can't even like fucking say that without
we're with a sick, fucking straight dude.
Face. I know, as man. What's wrong with
oral?
Those,
and then, like, I didn't even hear exercise. I just heard oral and I just started laughing. We're sick, dude.
We are sick, dude. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. 2020 done messed us up, man. We need some sunlight. And we're not getting it.
Yeah.
Especially when we got sunset at 3:30 p.m.
For real, dude. This
is real whack right now. Yeah, so if you guys didn't know, we're all struggling here in Illinois. Every day is gray. It hasn't been above 40 degrees in like a month.
Actually, today wasn't too cold out. It was pretty chill.
I wouldn't know. I was inside all day.
Well, that's true.
I was locked away in a basement. Just the government tells me I can't go out. or else social justice warriors tell me I'm a grandma killer. Oh, man. You saw Schultz Saves America, right?
Yeah, that's so good.
Bro, he's got some good tongue twisters in that show,
he
bro.
He does. the things he compares things to, dude, like, oh my God.
I'm just like, what the fuck? Honestly, dude, I think he had better ones on his Instagram.
I think so too, but I think now that he's on Netflix, I think he has to be a little bit more careful on what
that's
he kinda says.
That's kind of whack, though.
It is pretty whack.
I liked how wild it was on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole, like, you know, it always starts off with, like, oh, I can say whatever I want, however I want. But then at the end of it, it's like people will fight against that.
Yeah.
Like the Rogan podcast, you know, apparently Spotify, you know, they told Rogan, oh, we're not going to edit you. We're not going to do none of that. You say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. He was saying what he wanted to say. He was doing what he wanted to do. And next thing you know, like, a bunch of people on Spotify went on strike because they didn't agree with what he was saying.
We don't have editing rights. Shut up.
Yeah.
Come on.
So it's like,
dude's literally bringing this whole fucking thing together, man.
Yeah.
Like, you can't lie and say that Joe Rogan isn't the number one podcast in the world.
Oh, dude. All day, hands down.
He is for sure. Yeah, he got $100 million from Spotify, but he is for sure also helping them. That's why they're willing to pay $100 million.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably even less than it's worth, to be honest.
I bet you I bet you with just his podcast alone, they're making more revenue than like, say, like Migos music streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Or like artists like that, bigger named artists like that. Yeah. You know, just off of their streaming, I bet you Rogan makes Spotify more money off of his streams.
Yeah.
All fucking day.
I saw Spotify also had, I think Michelle Obama create a podcast.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Interesting.
They're trying hard to expand, like be the number one podcast. Because I see it, dude. Yeah. I see how big podcasts are now.
Yeah. I mean, shit, we're doing it.
Yeah, bro. Only true visionaries create podcasts. Good podcast.
I mean, what do they say? You got to make 69 episodes before you're actually good. I mean, we're almost there, bro.
Bro, is it 69? Where did you read that? I feel like
I don't know. I'm just kind of making that up.
I was gonna say, I think it's more like 420.
But we're gonna say 69 because we're real close, bro.
Yeah, we are real close.
Yeah, we gotta see.
I think this is 61.
Ooh.
If we're looking at the numbers.
We're going to have to do something wild for 69.
It might be yellow if we're looking at the colors.
Oh, my God, bro.
Yeah, I'm kind of dumb. It's Monday.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, dude, it's a fucking short week. I'm excited.
Yeah, same. It's going to be a nice to have that. Because what, it's... Are you off Thursday and Friday as well?
Thursday, I just got to work from 8 to 10.
8 to 10?
Yeah.
And then you're off Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Well, kind of, yeah. Yes and no.
Yeah. I'm off of work, yeah.
Okay.
But.
But your Kono Street job still kind of.
Yeah, bro, I'm still selling my body.
Well, I'm sure you're thriving a lot better now that you're back in the hood.
Yeah, man. I'm a gentleman of the night. Bro, we need to have another guest on here.
We do.
The last one that we had.
Didn't know how to operate a cell phone.
Yeah.
How to turn shit off.
Yeah.
How to not answer in the middle of a fucking podcast.
We're talking about you, Ivan.
Yeah, a.k.a. what happened Monday. So, not over AKA it, to be what honest. Happened? Not over it, to be honest.
See, this is why we need to stick to the rule of Monday is only you and me, Gio.
Well,
I will say I was the one that said we should break the rule. Because you asked me, and I was like, I mean, he's here, fuck it.
Well, I was cool with it, too. I mean, I don't mind it. But I did mind it when he kept... Yeah. When we became uninteresting. You hurt my heart.
Bro, so yeah, how was today like at the shop? Sorry, I just totally blanked there.
Am I uninteresting too to you?
Yeah, dude, I didn't even ask you how today or like your weekend was.
The shop was straight, man. I got a lot done on that Cobra. I rewired a lot of shit, so that actually the wiring harness that's on that car looks a lot better now. Just because like before they had a bunch of shit everywhere. There's probably like four or six leads going to the battery, so like random shit hooked up, and they would just hook it up straight to the battery instead of like,
yeah,
so like the battery had this long ass like bolt, yeah, that would hold all the like ground, really? And power leads. It looked like shit.
Yeah.
So it like bothers me seeing that, especially on a car like that.
Yeah.
So I ended up ordering him like a really nice clean looking fuse box. So I ended up like running everything to there. So like this thing's nice and tucked. Everything looks good. Nice. Shit's loomed.
Fuck yeah.
This thing's gonna come back with like a vengeance, bro. It's gonna look fire.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome. So I'm excited, dude. That dude's gonna be real happy.
Yeah. He stopped by and he saw it, and he was actually really stoked about how I ran everything. So he's happy as shit about it. Cause he's like, yeah, that looks way better.
Bro, I felt like you this past week.
Huh?
Cause I was wiring my monitor and my TV, and I was like, I'm a fucking wire tuck this shit so good. Like like Gio taught me, man. I'm gonna use a little baby zip ties to make this fucking into a. I got a HDMI/power fucking harness for my TV. Loom that bitch up.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's what's up, bro.
It's so clean.
Yeah.
I got a tucked wall bay.
Tucked wall bay?
Yeah, dude. Tucked TV bay.
Damn, bro. Where your RCA jacks at? No wire on the television? How you see that? Damn, bro. Yankee, no brim? You ever seen that one?
Yeah.
Yankee, no brim?
Dude, that's hilarious.
I love that, dude.
No, bro.
Fabian did that shit to me, dude. That shit was hilarious. Like, what are you talking about? I was like, Yankee, no broom. And then he shows me the video. I'm like, ah, oh, shit. That's dope. That's funny. But, yeah, man. I mean, the shop's doing good. We're getting busy again, which is always great. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to grind out this Cobra. I'm trying to get this thing done so we can get the next project done.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm just trying to grind out Mikey McCutcheon, to be honest.
Ooh. Can I join?
Hey, you already know.
Hey.
Speaking of Mikey McCutcheon, that motherfucker has got me looking at Ferraris.
Dude, for real.
And being like, maybe there's more room on the bucket list. I don't know.
What was that one that he was showing us today?
The 599XX.
599,
oh. Yeah.
I was like, oh, looking at it, you know, like you pointed out the little, like, the thigh gap. Oh, I was like, yeah. Damn. I was looking at it, and I saw that fucking, like, wing on the fucking quarter panel, like,
A-pillar or whatever the fuck.
I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, it looks so good. I like, he, like how he said, I like the non-GT version or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one does look good.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one it is, but... Right now, he's probably screaming at the speaker like, you fuckheads.
I think he said the GT one was the one with the big wing.
Yeah.
The non-GT was the one that we were, like, screenshotting.
Yeah.
Like, zooming into his so private parts.
So clean, dude.
Dude, that thing looked good. Well, I want to say he said he was trying to match that color to the Yambo.
Yes.
Right,
and you I want it pretty fucking close.
Oh, it looks
and
fantastic.
With the matching, with the black,
yeah, roof,
roof,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah,
dude, that's
that looks cool. Really good. Because I want to say cool. That's what he said. He got that one off of, or the idea of that color.
Yeah, bro, I hope fire. I run into like a fucking discount Ferrari motor, and I can just like throw it at Mikey one day.
Just be like, well, bro, why are you calling people and, you know, trying to buy their crib? Yeah, just be like, hey, if you don't want some of your house, you got any cool cars?
Bro,
you be driving?
I have thought about it with cars. I have thought about just like calling people up and just lowballing the fuck out of them. And then immediately posting it on like another app and finding another seller so I could just buy it and sell it the same day cash.
So your 96 911 GT2, will you take $200,000 for it? Yes? Okay, sold. And then you turn around and you sell that bitch for like $1.3 million, bro. Yeah. They're going for a fuck ton of money.
Bro, you could. I mean, if you found the right seller, dude, that didn't know about the fucking market value and shit, you could.
Well, absolutely could. I was looking them up because like Nick, he wants an R34 GTR, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, he's like, you going to buy me one of these? I'm like, bro, I'll buy you fucking 10 R34 GTRs if you buy me one GT2, like a 96 GT2.
Mm.
And he's like, I bet. And I looked up the one, the last one that sold was like 1.2.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It was like, holy shit. I'm like, I got no problem buying you 10 GTRs if you buy me one of them.
Yeah.
Because at the end, I'm still winning.
Yep.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be cool, though. Like, that think about crazy. It. Oh, what? Wouldn't that be a fucking dope ass like business opportunity?
Yeah, dude.
Where people would like call you and be like, hey, man, I'm looking for this car, like specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I want some, I don't know, fucking first thing that pops in my head, a Trans Am with the Thunder Chicken still original on the hood, you know? It's like, I bet. What color, you know? They tell you the black and gold.
Yeah.
And then, like, you go out and you just, like, headhunt for this thing. You find it. You tell the person looking for it. You know, like, you travel. You look at it. You inspect it. You make the offers. You wheel and deal. And then when it's all done, like, you take your cut out of it.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever covers your traveling fees and all that shit.
That'd be badass, man.
Dude, that would be a pretty fucking dope job, to be honest. I'd be all about it.
Yeah, that'd be sick. I'm not sure how feasible it is right now, but it's pretty. I mean, somebody could do it. Somebody could do it.
Dude, with the way people are still spending money nowadays, I don't think there's really like a downfall to it. I think some people are still out there just buying, collecting still.
Oh yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think people are still going ham. Like, I mean, dude, the fucking housing market is still not going down.
Yeah.
It's kind of like leveled out, hasn't really, but it hasn't gone down really. And I feel like doing something like that is, it's like the same thing like everywhere, dude. It's like retail arbitrage, man. It's just fucking, if you're buying things online, if you're drop shipping, you're buying something for cheap and you're finding the seller and you're just buying it from there and selling it to that other guy that's willing to buy it for more, right? Like what I do with houses. I buy a house for cheap and I find a seller that's willing to buy it for a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like somebody could do that with cars. You could literally do that with anything, really.
Especially if it was like well-known collector cars type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was thinking literally just like hitting up rich people that have like six cars that has like, I don't know, a 2012 Mercedes and being like, yo, I'll give you 12 G's. 12 G's cash today. They're like, fuck it. Right? I could use 12 G's. I don't really use that car.
Right? Like, I was planning on going to a club tonight. Sure.
Yeah.
That saves me a trip to the bank. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I called you because I know your ATM limit is 10,000. So how about if I give you 11,000? That's more than you can get at the bank. Right. Got you, fam.
I know all they give you is 10,000 in singles. I got you on 11,000 in singles. Hello. And I'll drop you off at the front door.
Dude, man.
That would be a fucking hell of a job, to be honest.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Be a fucking, be like a car bounty hunter, dude.
For real. Like, you're just kicking in the door at, like, random barns, just, like, looking in their barns, seeing if you could find anything. You just find a bunch of John Deere's. Nope, wrong barn. Sorry.
Start a fucking TV show, Cat the Car Bounty Hunter.
Cat. Nah, man, I'd be, like, Glizzard the Bounty Hunter, or Car Bounty Hunter, something like that.
Glizzy McGuire.
Inspector Glizzy.
Bro, fucking, you rocked everybody at Among Us yesterday, dude. That shit was hilarious. Isn't that hilarious when fucking people just start turning on each other?
Yeah.
Like,
especially when you're just like, yo, I swear it was white. Yeah. And then everybody's like, all right, it was white.
And then they're like, all right, it was either white or it was blue. And you're like, yes. You're like, I'm not even on their fucking radar, bro.
Yeah, dude. I just run around stabbing people like fucking Jason, bro.
Bro, that's such an interesting concept for a game. I'm telling you, dude, that shit is way more fun when you're in a group full of people, dude. And you're all just like looking at each other, bro.
We gotta start like a chat with some people and make this happen.
Yeah, bro. I tried to do it in the group chat. Nobody else wanted to play it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I feel like we got to do it in person, though. Yeah. I think it'd be funner. Like, all sitting around in one room and do it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man. I know I ain't going to see you for Christmas.
For Christmas? Oh, damn, so bro.
I didn't wrap it.
Oh, it's okay. You don't need to wrap it with me, Gio.
But I got you a little... Boy, don't tempt me. But I noticed your cankles begin cold.
Oh man, look at this. What? What? Getting a gift? You didn't even, wow, you could have told me that I was getting a gift, bro. I would have brought you a gift.
Nah, man, it's all good. It's all out of love.
Oh, dude, these are sick.
Also, you've helped me out so much and shit.
These are pink socks with mushrooms on them. Hell gigantic yeah. Mushrooms. And I thought at the bottom it said So Sick Motorsports, but it does not. It says Sockadelic. Bro, this is raw. I will for sure wear these on my deadlift day at the gym. I'm so excited.
I got you one more.
Ooh, what is this? Ooh. Oh, shit.
You son.
Oh, shit. My guy.
I figured I'd bless you with a piece, bro.
My guy.
Something clean, a little fancy.
Damn, just bro. Just
because I know you like to wear your, like, fancy shirts and shit, so I figure that's a nice piece for, like, your dress-up days.
Well, I appreciate you, my dude.
You're welcome,
you trying
man.
To get me all the ladies, huh, with this nice-ass timepiece.
Yeah, bro.
Ooh.
I'm trying to be the best wingman without trying to wang it, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, bro. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I was going to wait till later to get you your present. Well, damn, dude, you could have said you were going to do it on air and shit. Fuck.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it, dude. That shit looks fucking dope.
Cool, I'm man. Excited. I'm glad you like it. I was gonna say, if you don't like it, I got the kiss receipts.
No, I like it.
Shit's all right, cool, man.
It's a bigger face than my Elgin watch.
I figured the bigger face might fit your wrist better, man.
Yeah, it does look kind of small, doesn't it?
It's all right. I feel like that one being a little bigger looks better because, like, you're a bigger built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're trying to say that my center of gravity looks low? Is that what you're trying to say?
You look like a sturdy, husky bitch, bruh.
Okay, well, I'm fine with being called sturdy. That's fine. I'm like a pillar.
You look like you could take a hit and you ain't going to fall. Let's just put it that way.
All right, I'm fine with that. Also, Gio just called me fat. That's cool.
In the nicest way possible.
Well, shit, dude. I appreciate you, man.
You're welcome, man.
Thank you for the Christmas gift.
Merry Christmas, bro. Love you, man. Love you too, bro. You deserve it.
Thank you.
And yeah, man, again, I appreciate all that help you've been with, like, the CRX and stuff, the late night staying with me and giving me a hand. So, you know what? Why not?
Man, those late night hand jobs.
You know? Coming. Them stress relieving hands, bro.
God, dude. Anybody that doesn't know us, I'm totally kidding about that. But anyways.
No, we're not.
There's a reason why
there's a tub of honey in this bitch. It's for his protection, not mine.
We get kinky. Anyway. I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate the fucking gifts, man. And all this, man. Like, damn, you gonna get me all sentimental over here, bro.
It's got me reminiscing
the fucking year, bro. Shit.
Bro, man, you fed me. You fed me yesterday and today, bro.
Big bet. Well, we appreciate everybody else for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
Merry Christmas.
We like you.
If you don't like Christmas, happy holidays.
Yeah, if you don't like Christmas. Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. What else is there? There's a few other ones.
Yeah. All the above.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Yeah, I think that's about it. All right. Well, we appreciate you guys.
Also, for all the blood homies out there, Merry Britmas.
Merry Britmas. All right. We appreciate y'all.
Have a good night, y'all.
Keep it gangster.
Later.